those precious moments when life is at its prime. Those lovely interludes, the private, intimate quality time. We love those moments. Yum.
Times of quiet bliss,
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 bliss.
Come smell the roses.
Thank you for sharing times like this.
Oh, Kim, you know that I adore you. You know I worship at your feet. I kneel on bended knee before you. Without you, I am not complete. This token of my admiration I offer if you'll share my life. Please say yes, take this ring, darling. Won't you be
sharp as any dart, it slashes up the street and plunges through your heart.
Mom and Dad, we really need to talk a while. You know, I like my girlfriend Kim a lot. But I don't think you really understand my style. You misinterpret what we two have got. Kim's my really best and most platonic friend. I guess I just don't like most girls that way. And now the time has come for you to comprehend. Mom and Dad, I really think I'm
Caroline. A striking lightning bolt that crashes through your mind. It gives your nerves a jolt and leaves you deaf and blind.
At the cleaners, where I stopped off to pick up the shirt that you dropped off the other day. Mr. Kim there shook his head and he showed me a stain that he said wouldn't go away. He apologized profusely, said he couldn't make up an excuse. He thinks it's ink. On the inside of the collar, but I'll bet you my bottom dollar,
since it's pink, it ain't ink,
not ink.
Then he pointed to the pocket and he showed me the earring and locket that he'd retrieved. Deja vu, dear, I feel cheated, but I guess it's my fate to repeatedly be deceived. And you know, dear, how I pleaded, how I begged and I cried and entreated till I'm hoarse. But this time I'll bust and shout. Now I'm going to pull out the stops
without remorse.
I want to devour
Caroline.
searing flash of red that lashes out in pain. It pounds right through your head and liquefies your brain.
I've had a truly awful day today at work, Kim, and to our love nest I've been longing to return. But the thing that got me through was thinking just of you and picturing the way you make the home fires burn. The morning paper says a bomber may be lurking, and he's exploding cars throughout the neighborhood. But I see you're safe and sound, so my worries are unfounded. Good, good, good.
Oh my God,
pour me a drink. You're dismantling another of our clocks that makes the seventh one this week reduced to bits.
It's so odd,
don't you think? Every time I turn around, it seems another of our clocks is in a heap.
You are on the fritz.
Perhaps you're just a tad obsessive with your clocks, dear.
Obsessed with clocks.
For no alarm remains to rouse me from our bed. Now you're stumbling toward the door. You're mumbling words of war. You're leaving in a snit because of what I said. Well, don't forget to take those clock bits in that box there. And when you've had a walk, you'll come back feeling calm. What's that suspicious ticking sound? Just beware the maniac who is planning his next attack with a...
Please, move away from the vehicle. You are violating the perimeter. Please, move away from the vehicle. You are violating the perimeter. Please, move away from the perimeter. You are violating the vehicle.
Come smell the roses.
Doodly 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 dood